Hello and welcome to Play On, life lessons from the field made just for you by Bright Rock, the company that loves rugby as much as it loves change. My name is Ella and I am your rugby know nothing correspondent. I'm hoping to become your rugby know something correspondent as I get to grips with the game and the players here at Loftus Versfeld, the iconic home of the Vodacom Bulls. And I'm so excited. I'm about to learn much, much more about teamwork from Lizo Koboka. He is a prop in the team. Today I'm very excited because I'm here at Loftus Versfeld, and you know who I'm talking to? The fabulous Lizo Koboka. He is a prop in the team. Lizo, so lucky to have you here.
Thank you so much, Ella. Thank you for having me here.
Listen, I don't want to be improper. See what I did there? But what does a prop do?
Basically, the primary job of a prop is to scrum. So you've got two props on the field, a loose head and a tight head, that is number one and number three. So they're the biggest guys on the field, quite strong, you know, not that fast. I don't like that line, but
I've seen props giving me a gun for the money. As if I'm watching them on the TV, I'm like, ooh, that guy's fast. So, are you fast?
Yes, I'd like to think so. Yeah.
I keep saying to people, I might sound all intelligent, but I don't really know much about rugby now.
Yeah.
So you've got the props, the forwards, the backs, all the people in the team. Why are you laughing at me?
Yeah, because props are part of the forwards, then you have the backs.
I knew that. But I was just checking if you knew that I knew that. But thank you for clarifying.
That's
why you're a good team player, hey?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Like all of the team, when you're out there on the field, because I watch you guys and it looks like you have a great plan and you know each other's moves. Yeah. But like for you physically in there, is that what it feels like?
Yes, definitely, because preparations plays a big role in that, making sure that we're all in sync, we all know what's going on. I promise you, like, most of the things are planned, you know, where you're running and where the ball is going, most of the time it's planned. And I think that understanding of the structure and the goal that we're all chasing plays a massive role, and also communication, because there's a lot of things that just happen on the field and you just have to react.
What I've seen from the little bit that I know is like that ball is unpredictable.
100%.
Like you don't know where it's going to bounce. So what do you do when the thing bounces all over the place?
It's about reaction, your reaction speed. And therefore, then the decision making that comes after that. But the nice thing is, in a team environment, you're never alone, you know. So you know, it helps that whatever decision you make, right or wrong, you've got your teammates backing you, and it's just about reaction and backing each other.
Yeah. Hi, Lizard, the way you're talking me, like it's like what happens for me. The 1 minute you're peeling potatoes and honey, and about making your stew, and then boom, yeah, you are Loftus. I mean, I don't mind. I choose you over potatoes any day. I watch the scrum, and then sometimes the thing dips. Like, you know, when I make a souffle and it falls apart there in the oven. Yeah. Is that a design or is that the accident?
No, it's an accident. Maybe sometimes some people do it on purpose because they're under pressure. So they just decide to collapse the scrum so that they don't give penalty away, make it a 50-50 call. Yeah.
So listen, when you're not playing rugby and you're not a prop and you're at home, who's the coach in your team?
It's very tight between my wife and I, but I'll give it to her. And now, surprisingly, our youngest boy, I mean, he's like, Daddy, don't run up the stairs, because we say that to him. So he's coaching us now the exact same things that we're coaching him. So it's just beautiful to see and to experience. Yeah.
You mentioned you've been doing this now for roughly 12 years or so. Yeah. Is there a memorable moment that stands out for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was against the Bulls, actually. I was still playing for the the EP Kings back in the days, and they kicked the ball, and I got the ball and I kicked it back, you know. As bros, you're not really allowed to kick. So it was such an amazing moment where I could kick the ball, you know. It wasn't a good kick, but I mean, didn't take away the fact that I enjoyed it anyway. Yeah.
That is so funny. I never kick balls. I actually can't even catch them, but that's okay. I have other talents.
Yeah.
So Lizona, when you sit and look over the last 12 years,
yeah.
And I mean, I can see from the little bit that I know about rugby, that there are many lessons one can learn. For you as a player, is there a lesson that stands out that you can take into your life from the field?
Definitely. Working with people, I think it's an amazing thing, and just the power of unity when people decide to focus on the same goal and everyone is pulling towards that. I think it's an amazing thing to experience and to be part of. And also discipline and consistency. You know, as athletes, you have to be consistent. We have to be disciplined all the time. Even if we're not around the teammates at home, what you're eating and stuff like that, you know, work ethic as well. Because I've seen how sometimes talented guys are beaten by guys that are not that talented, but they're just willing to work hard and consistently. So, yeah.
Hi, Lizzo. You know, I came here wanting to ask things about rugby here by Loftus Versfeld, and you just like taught me now about life. Thank you. Your boy is in the best hands ever.
You
go home and scrum, and I'm going to go home and sort my team out as well. Thank you very much for chatting with me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And thank you very much for all of you also for tuning in. Please remember to come see us again next time when I bring you more life lessons from the field made just for you by Bright Rock. And that is me, Eli. Happy bouncing, and remember, love change.